In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to our headlines this second hour of the program. They're brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Your Florida Panthers, they lose an OT last night, 2-1. We're going to get it together, guys. We're going to get it together, all right? We got Papa Verhaeghe. Maybe this puts him on a run.
So, I mean,
hopefully.
Yeah.
What do we got this week? We got the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Islanders, huh? Whew. Just weird looking at the standings like that. Cats. Anyway, they'll be back in action tomorrow afternoon, by the way. Dude, we got a busy day. If you want to get up top to bottom tomorrow, you got not only the college football, but you got, I think, the Canes, I think, play at noon.
Canes start at noon.
You got Inter-Miami for the Cup at 2:30. The Panthers play at 3:30. The Heat play at 8 on Basel night against the Kings.
There's a lot going on down here.
Heat back-to-back. They start tonight. They're back on the hardwood against the Orlando Magic at 7 o'clock.
Wait, aren't you playing these guys again on Tuesday?
For the NBA Cup.
In Orlando?
Yep. Yep, a lot of Orlando games this year. We got, I think including preseason, is it 7 Orlando games this year? A lot of Orlando, dude. It's a lot of Orlando Magic games.
Put it this way, you play 3 games, you're not leaving the state of Florida in the next 5 days.
So there is injury news that we got to watch tonight, though. Tyler Hero is questionable with a right big toe. So... And Norman Powell still questionable with the ankle injury. Paolo Banchero could be making his return tonight. He was upgraded to questionable. He's been out. They've been playing well without him.
And they are huge.
They are, yeah, you got to think. Well, if one of these guys is – here's the thing. For sure on the back-to-back, if both these guys have lower body injuries, you'd imagine that they're either both not going to play or one's going to play and then one's not going to play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That would be the logical thought of it. And this might be a night where you got to start Khalil Ware. You know, against this squad, you might want to...
And just go with bigger, like, Bam and...
Yeah, like, well, let's say they're both out, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say they're both out. You're going to go, for sure, Khalil with Bam, Wiggins, Davion, probably Pella, I would guess. I would think that's the way you're going to go. And then you're going to have to get something from Jovic tonight, then off the bench. Have to. Jovic and Quichard will probably get some minutes. Fontecchio finally hit a couple threes. He's been in a bad shooting slump, Fontecchio.
Oh, yeah, he has. Like, I mean, not even close.
Yeah.
Oh, I know when that happened. When a certain 14 came back.
When Tyler Hero came back? Nah, I don't know.
Hey.
What does one thing have to do with the other? He can't make shots.
He just, people were
playing Tyler.
Why does I'm going to tell you what.
Why
I'm
does everybody think
you,
Tyler's got that stink on him?
You tell you what Vlad is saying? Let me tell you what Vlad is saying. Everybody was pretty comfortable in their role until 14 games.
I don't like this.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a good.
I don't like this, dude.
I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing.
I don't think it's a fair.
I'm saying that he has a point.
I know people have said they've
had.
We've
said this. We asked this question beforehand.
I know. I understand the concern.
People lose minutes. People don't have, you know, Fontecchio. He was like the go-to. And now his minutes got cut in half?
He was an easy 1.5 on the Hard Rock Bet prop.
No, dude, like, he was getting 14 on the reg.
Easy.
He was.
Now he don't even get, he gets what, 2 shots?
That does not mama the 3, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. The one thing I will also say is, do you wonder with this, I mean, Tyler coming off the foot injury. I don't remember. Which foot was it? Do you remember which angle it was? Was it right or left? I don't remember.
No, I don't know.
Let's see. Tyler foot surgery. Start after ankle surgery.
Left ankle.
Left ankle. So it's different foot. Different foot. But a lot of the lower body injuries. Do you think like the pace has anything to do with this?
I think that in camp, they really worked on this. In the offseason, they really worked on this. That this was something they were trying to get to the whole time. However, I just think it's sports in general.
Yeah.
Sports in general, that because they go through so much to protect players from the long haul, the players are not healthy for the short term.
So we'll take a look at it tonight. 5:45 preheat, Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you going with this one. But Magic been playing pretty good, but they're getting Pondero back tonight, so that'd be interesting. He is a moose.
Yeah.
We'll see where they go from there. But last night, LeBron James, his streak of 1,297 straight games with of double-digit scoring came to an end. He had a game-winning kickout to Rui Hachimura for the 3, and they beat the Toronto Raptors. And, of course, the reaction you were looking for was Skip Bayless, who tweeted out, LeBrick James finally held under 10 after again and again barely surviving. At Toronto, he went 4-for-17 and 0-for-5 without Luka. Undrafted Austin Reeves with 44. Lakers win in spite of the king.
Even though he had the game-winning pass.
Can I just say, this is how we talking about a guy who's playing in this, what, 23rd year? Right? Like, at some point.
Do you feel like
doesn't Skip have to say, this is too much?
Where's Skip now? He's doing stuff with Gilbert Arenas?
Yeah, it's funny.
That's funny.
It's funny. How
he's doing a show with Gilbert Arenas.
It's reversed them.
He basically just doing a show with whoever do one.
He must have felt alive last night. Like, there was such classic, like, LeBron debate because LeBron, that's like so LeBron.
No,
like, kick out to the game. Like, it's
so. LeBron's always been that, though.
It's the perfect basketball play. You know, could he have scored over that Garden Gnome? Yeah, probably. I mean,
he
would have
scored over quickly, and he could have hit the game winner, and everybody could have been like, oh,
could have,
great.
Or it would have gone to overtime, and he would have had more chances to keep the streak going.
Right, but then people would have been like, was he? Why did
was he going
the
for
shot?
The streak?
Was he going for the streak?
It was a perfect pass, perfect execution.
Pass, he would have done that. This is no different than him passing a UD in Utah. This is no different than anything we've.
But I don't understand that. So let me get this straight. He makes the good basketball play.
Yep.
They win the game. Something that LeBron has been consistent with throughout his career. And Skip is implying that he would have been better. He would have felt better if LeBron would have scored the 2 points and kept a streak alive.
Here's the thing. It's a house money take for Skip Bayless because he could have either gone the selfish king makes it all about himself.
Yes!
Yeah. It's a house
that's
money take.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
a great
is.
Job by it. That's why he's the GOAT.
No.
That's why,
you know why.
That's why I respect
you. You know why? That's why you dumped me to go say hi to Skip.
Well,
because
also,
you do the same stuff.
No. That's not true.
Flat.
No.
Game recognized game.
Of course. And here's another reason why he did that. To the Fleck. The pain of seeing his Cowboys lose on Thursday night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was it. It was perfect for him. He
needed it. A pep in his step.
Yeah, he needed it. Like, oh, LeBron stopped the scoring streak, double-digit scoring streak is over. Oh, I can get on him on that.
It was kind of like, you know what I saw? Him and Stephen A. took a picture the other day, and it must be like when Justin Timberlake sees NSYNC, you know?
Sees NSYNC.
You know? He's just like, oh, good for you.
No, but that's different. He's way more success than them.
What, Joey Fatone ain't doing nothing numbers?
Nah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, right. When Stephen A. sees Skip Bayless, he goes,
oh, yeah, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. That's what you say, yeah. He's like, does he even have to, like you don't pay attention
to
you? It's like.
The way Stephen A.'s moving, it seems like there might be a reunion.
He might be on the presidential ticket.
Yeah, there might be a reunion, a first take. Maybe he comes in once a week and does a first take.
Oh, well, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
I think he likes Mad Dog.
Yeah, for Wednesday.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless, the real Skip Bayless, wishing you a happy birthday. Any friend of Joy Taylor's is a friend of mine. I appreciate your support. I hope you have a great birthday, and I do appreciate you hanging in there with me all these years.
Look, I'm a little happy for him that he at least gets a little daylight, you know? Like, he gets to fire up the old fastball one more time.
On what?
On Twitter.
For what?
That's it. That's all he's got.
But like, the fastball for what?
That's it.
That's nothing. It's a fastball.
It's kind of like when you have an old closer come back for the Savannah Bananas. You know, just one more time.
Jesus, I hate the Savannah Bananas.
Why do you hate the Savannah Bananas?
Do we really have to go through this again?
We don't.
Okay.
I forget. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. That's next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Miami Heat, take on the Magic tonight. You see them a lot, so just get ready for some Magic, dude. Take out that Goga Batadze.
The Giants.
They are giant. They are giant.
They lost to the Spurs without Wemby the other night.
They've been up and down. They've played better because they got off to a really rough start. Desmond Bane got off to a really rough start. he's kind of found himself a little bit, but a lot of people have been like, ah, this has kind of coincided with Paolo being out. Now, they got their own Tyler Hero situation, it would appear, with Paolo Banchero coming back and maybe mucking things up because, yeah, they'd be kind of known as like a blotting offense, but they're very hard to score on. You know, they're usually maulers. You mentioned all the size that they have. So now they got to bring him back into the
fold. They got big guys, but they also have skill. Like, they're not just big.
Athletic.
Yes, extremely.
They got tall, long defenders, Black, Isaac.
Da Silva. Da Silva's a talented guy off the bench.
Wendell Carter, he's a.
Yeah, Wendell Carter always gives the Heat the business.
Was it Franz?
Franz Wagner.
Is he averaging like 22, 23?
He always averages.
Yeah, he's a good player.
But what would happen now that Banchero's back?
That's the thing everyone's wondering. Yeah, so we got our own.
Oh, kind of like the same thing with Tyler?
I literally just said that.
I know.
Where were you?
I was here.
No, you weren't there. Where were you?
I was here.
You were watching Twitter videos?
No.
Did you find AI Raccoon that was drinking the bill? No. I saw some videos of that. It made me laugh. Drunk raccoon. That was great. Of course, the Giannis fodder is all over the place as the Miami Heat.
More than sure you've been paying attention.
Well,
guys,
you know, who's to say, what's to say, Tobin, what I've been paying attention to.
Tobin.
Yeah.
We've all learned from you about what a superstar needs to do in order to get out of town.
Make a stink.
This guy is following Tobinism 101. He made a stink. And then that was the worst Jack Tripper, Gallagher. That was the worst fall I've ever seen somebody take to say that it was a strain. That was fake.
Dude, everybody's fake. Somebody got really mad because I put it on Twitter yesterday. I just put a little wink gif after the news. And somebody says, I'm ashamed of you, Tobin. I'm like, look, I'm not wishing now, his.
Are you familiar with? He must not be familiar with your work.
He must not be familiar with. But like, everybody is a little suspicious. If Giannis is really hurt, I hope that he gets all the way back, all the way better. Nobody wants Giannis Antetokounmpo hurt.
Same way Jimmy was hurt last year.
I was talking about this yesterday, Vlad. Like, we remember the game against Oklahoma City
last
year, where he turned the ankle, and he had all of a sudden it was nothing with the ankle. He was sick.
Everything's just falling into place.
It's a little fishy.
December 5th, he's out 2 to 4 weeks. December 5th.
Except one big difference between Jimmy and Giannis.
What's that?
Giannis get on the court, he ain't never not playing.
He's never not played. You never make a stink until you got to make a stink.
All of a sudden you have a cash drain, but if you get traded and you get traded by like before to one of those teams playing on Christmas and all of a sudden Christmas Day, you're dunking on everybody. What kind of cap strain did you have?
Have they played Golden State recently? Maybe he went to
Jimmy. Same cap strain that Jimmy had.
Maybe he went to Jimmy Butler and he goes,
they did.
Jimmy, what did you do?
They did. Cap strain.
Maybe Jimmy went over here. Jimmy's like, Giannis, I've been waiting to tell you about this a long time. I had hoped it would happen when I could have won a championship, but get over here, you big lug. And then he's like, first thing you got to do, all right, you got to drop hints in the summer that sound like you're locked in. Then your team has a really bad loss. Mine was a double overtime loss to the Detroit Pistons where I had a triple-double. I was very frustrated, had days to mull on it. But it could be any game. Could be a Wizards game, whatever you decide. He goes, okay, then what? Then you talk about how much you want to win, right? And how this is really scarring you. He goes, okay. And now now the last piece. You got two options here, okay? Neither of them great, but you got to do it. What do I do, Jimmy? Well, freak, what you got to do is you either got to maybe, quote-unquote, tweak something. Hopefully that'll get you the time you need. Then you backstage it. You have a little wrestling thing. You go to Shams. You tell Shams, hey, it's ready for me to get out of here. That's exactly what I did when I told Shams I wanted to go to Phoenix. Then if it still doesn't happen, he goes, well, then what? One-legged three against the Pelicans. That's the nuclear option. And you say you lost your joy.
I'm serious. This guy is following the textbook.
Except
every time Giannis goes on the court, he plays.
But I get that. We get that, Leroy.
Yeah.
We get that.
Right.
Okay, he's always, that's his MO. He's always going right. to play. But have you ever seen a man fall like that?
No. Okay. That was like, I have questions. Okay. I have questions.
Okay. We all just have questions.
I have questions.
And it's 2 to 4 weeks. And what happens on December 15th? Does anybody know?
Mm-hmm.
That's four.
That's all contracts. Can be traded.
Yep. And the other thing is, look, and this is kind of the spot where people criticize the Heat on the Jimmy thing. Is like, look, Jimmy made it known, and then you kind of boxed him into where he had to go full Jimmy Butler. Still not professional and unacceptable. But I think Giannis got to the point where, like, look, Giannis made it known. He goes, look, dude, just trade me to the Knicks. I want to win a title, okay?
And he's a lot younger than Jimmy.
Yeah, he is. But this isn't a money thing. Jimmy's was a money thing. Right. The problem with the Bucks and Giannis is...
It's not a money thing.
It's not a money thing. He can't win there anymore. And he's like, look... They're not getting the hint, and he doesn't want to be the bad guy. So it seems like he kind of tried. This dude, Horst, went to Greece, and he's like, I'm going to go to the Knicks. He goes, I don't really have anything for us, you know, Giannis. So you get, he goes, but, I got you Miles Turner. Huh? And so it's kind of like one of those things where, like, okay, you know, you went.
And I signed your brother.
And, oh, yeah, of course. That was late.
Two years.
That was a make good. He was like, yeah.
Somebody said Jimmy handed Giannis a bag of Big Face, told him if the calf strain thing doesn't work, next step, bubble guts.
Yep. But he's just in the spot. I think Giannis is like, I got to do something drastic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just where I think he feels cornered. Toby, I think he feels cornered.
This was so orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, right? So when the news comes out that he's going to meet up with management to talk about being moved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking to myself, damn, if the news comes out, can Giannis play like with the team? And can he play the first game at home? And what would the reaction be, right?
Like you mean if he got traded?
No, the news came out on Wednesday.
Oh. Right.
And then they had a home game against the Pistons.
I don't know, man. Could
and then what happened? He played. He started playing good. Then he faced the injury, and then he gets a standing ovation.
Right.
And that was basically his farewell to Milwaukee, because I don't think you're going to ever see him in a Milwaukee Buck uniform.
He also doesn't have to speak to the media now.
He doesn't have to speak to the media. He
doesn't have to answer questions about it.
He's rehabbing.
Wow. Think about it. So y'all got it all planned out.
He did it. Last game as a Buck, he played at home, and the crowd gave him a standing ovation as he was being helped out because of a calf strain.
But counterpoint, we also have Doc Rivers.
So here we go again.
Hell, I've been telling y'all since day one, I have a beautiful relationship with Giannis. We talk every day. I get all my information from the source, not from the news cycle, the source. And Giannis has never said to me that he didn't want to be here, that he wasn't given everything, or he wanted to be traded. Yeah, Doc, he said that upstairs.
Yeah.
Don't tell. He told don't that tell to Horst. Doc.
Think about it. He's not going to have the ugly return like Jimmy had when he comes back to Milwaukee, because he played a final game.
He didn't even play, though.
Who?
Giannis? Jimmy didn't play when he came down.
No, but what I'm saying is.
Right. Oh, the last game he did. First game he got his ass kicked.
What was the last game in a uniform Jimmy played for the Heat?
I don't know. He was suspended.
Was that the one-legged
three-pointer? I think it was the Pacers game.
The one-legged three-pointer?
No, that was the Pelicans game, the game before, but they couldn't lose that game. I believe the last game that he played and didn't try for the Heat was the Pacers game, where he wouldn't look at any of his teammates. Yeah. And
did he get booed by the fans? Was he? Was there some... disdain, but you know,
I don't recall that night being
a
lot of
booing. They tried so hard.
It was one of those games, Vlad. Like in the game, we all are just watching him, and you knew going into the locker room that night, like he was gonna pull something, right? And so remember the Pelicans game. I believe didn't he wear the Jordan 4-5 jersey? Didn't he wear the because he did the I'm back thing? Like he did a whole statement. And then I think it was the Pacers game. Maybe he had one more game after the Pacers game. I'm trying to remember.
But I just remember the fans weren't end.
Yeah, I think he had a game against the Pacers. That's when he said, I'm not having my joy. And then I think he had one more game after all the suspensions, and then he got traded.
Right, and then he found out he wasn't going to be starting, and then he was like,
he was that was a thing where he was upset about that.
So you see, there was a lot where Jimmy was doing things where to turn against the
such
fan
a whirlwind.
Base. Right, it was a lot where
it's your fault. It's not because you wouldn't accept it.
It's not my fault.
You wouldn't accept that. That's where he was. You were the last person to accept the fact that Jimmy was doing Jimmy stuff.
Yeah, you threw more kerosene on that fight.
I don't appreciate it. Like,
but you I'm, did.
What I'm
you
saying did. Is. Giannis is not leaving Milwaukee like that. He got the standing go, you know.
He also won a championship.
Well, listen,
and everybody gonna sympathize with him to say they ain't putting nobody around him.
Leroy, in most cases, if the franchise player, the best player in your city, is saying that he wants to leave, and it's either the fan base will understand or the fan base will be upset.
Yeah,
it's either one of those two things.
So when D-Wade left, everybody understood.
Right, because of the way that player was. Yeah. And no, like you said, Giannis has never shorted that city or that organization.
He's never not given maximum effort. Right.
But you just don't want to hear that your favorite player or your franchise player wants to leave. So the fact that he got hurt in what possibly will be his last game in a Milwaukee Buck uniform.
Hey, do the thing, Vlad. Vlad, you didn't do the thing. Hurt.
Yeah,
he ain't hurt, man. Stop with that, okay? I've seen this before. And then
I know, that's what I'm saying. Right,
he gets traded, and all of a sudden he's like, it's like Super Tecmo Bowl. He's coming out of the emergency room. All of a sudden, Giannis, there's some spring.
Then all of a sudden he's Willis Reed.
Feeling good.
Willis Reed, he's jumping from the 3-point line for a dunk in the Garden at Crypto or wherever he's going to go. Maybe Kaseya.
Will you, like, who? So, the Heat don't really, well, the Heat kind of do.
Mm-hmm. It all depends.
The Knicks don't really have nothing.
It all depends on where he wants to go. He's deciding this. This is not going to.
I don't disagree with Vlad. I do think that.
They'll treat him better than they treated Dame?
Will they treat him better than they treated Dame?
Then Portland treated Dame? Because Dame said he wanted to come here.
You can't do him dirty. You do him dirty, no superstar will ever want to play.
But that's what I'm saying. So they can't. I mean, look at Portland. Portland did Dame dirty. Well, no, see, here's the kicker. Dame didn't say he wanted to go to Miami. He said, I want to compete for a championship. And when they sent him to Milwaukee, he couldn't fight it because now he with Giannis.
I mean, low-key. Yeah, between Milwaukee and Miami, Milwaukee had the better player to be associated
to win. Of course.
But maybe not the culture. But
right.
If you really put – if you ask somebody, hey, Miami with Bam and Tyler or
Milwaukee
with Giannis
right.
And already a championship, you would have probably – like.
No, of course. Of course, but that's why he couldn't complain.
But this time – like you said, I heard you yesterday. It would like before the season might have been one or a couple of teams you would have gone to.
Yeah, there was no contenders.
Now after a quarter of the season been played, there's more contenders, and Milwaukee doesn't want to be like Dallas. They don't want to get Nico'd.
Right.
You don't want to be Nico'd.
No, you want to get as much as possible.
You're a verb now.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. We'll take a break. We'll get back into the Giannis thing, but we got to tickle Leroy's fancy coming up next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's Fonzie. We will go around the, oh my God.
Jovich and Hero with a pick gets us who? What? A McRib.
I don't know what that gets you.
A McRib.
A McRib?
It don't even get you like the whole meal.
Bobby Portis?
It don't even get you the whole meal.
Are you going to have to take crazy eyes in any Giannis trade?
Another story for another day. We will get to the more Giannis stuff because there's some interesting.
Come on, let's tickle somebody's fancy.
Here's what we got. Week 14.
All right.
Of the NFL season,
Leroy. Are we not going to do Saturday first?
No, we do. Okay, no. Let's, no, okay. No.
NFL takes precedence.
NFL.
Okay. I just asked. Let's go.
If you want to do an other tickle fancy, we could do a double tickle fancy, but I got to do the other of other sports.
Do your thing.
1 o'clock.
Yep.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Who is surprisingly really good.
9-3. They're 7-point road favorites against the Atlanta Falcons. Tickle your fancy?
Leroy, you got to take a breath. Just say your fancy's not tickled.
No. But I will say, West Coast traveling, playing the early game, always a problem.
It doesn't affect this team, though. Them and the Niners don't usually affect.
Right. Isn't it amazing all the retreads that have done well in the league?
Darnold's done in two places.
But Darnold's numbers are very misleading if you really think about it.
What?
In the first half, he's phenomenal. Second half, he stinks.
He's squeaky cheeks.
Yeah. Okay. They just have a big lead that they.
You think they sent him into the game saying just don't blow it?
Maybe.
Because that's how he plays. Just don't blow it.
At 1 o'clock.
Yep.
The Buffalo Bills.
Ooh,
are 5.5-point favorites hosting Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Cincinnati gonna win this game.
Really? I think so too.
Yeah.
They're playing without no Bosa.
Cincinnati's gonna win this game, and everybody's gonna be shocked. Don't be shocked. Buffalo hasn't been playing well. And offensively, they really don't have any explosiveness. None, except the same way the Dolphins do at running back.
So your fancy is tickled.
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
I think anytime there's hope to see Buffalo lose, because I'm tired of hearing about them, my fancy is tickled.
-1 on Tobin.
Why?
Minus one.
I can't believe you didn't have a grid bird joke with the Seahawks versus the Falcons. This wasn't the Jay Fig Bowl, like nothing to that effect.
Bird versus bird.
Bird versus bird.
Bird versus bird is a common thing in the NFL.
A Seahawk versus a Falcon. Falcon is kicking the Seahawks.
But that was
right?
The first game. Jay Fig Bowl.
Here's the thing, though. There's no way Jay Fig could take out a bird of prey. She likes the exotic bird, a parrot, a cockatoo. A parakeet, something like that she could take out. She can't take out a bird of prey with talons,
yeah.
A falcon or a hawk. That would be, I mean, the coup de grace if she was able to take out one of those.
Right.
Remember that time that hawk, I had to take it to animal control?
Oh, because you...
I found it in my driveway. It just was like... Yeah. But he was still alive.
Did it live?
I don't know. It was a red-tailed hawk.
She could take out a raven, man.
I think she could take out a raven.
Yeah, raven. Isn't that just like a crow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You could fool them. You could throw some street meat out there, and they'll come down and...
We can talk about this bowl, which is the Friends Become Foes Bowl. The Cleveland Browns host the Tennessee Titans, Cam versus Shador.
Yeah.
Tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does, simply because
my fancy is tickled.
I don't like necessarily how Shador talks, but I will say this. That doesn't mean he's not doing the work or putting the time in, right? And we have a lot of players that we may not like the way they behave, but they do their work and they do their job. I hope that in the next couple of weeks he gets comfortable to where he can be both that player making plays and that guy that can make timely throws.
We're about to see a record being broke. That's what we're about to see.
Most picks?
No, most sacks.
Yeah, he gets sacked.
He's going to get four.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett getting ready to break the NFL record.
I think he breaks it on Sunday.
Yeah.
How many is it away? What does he have?
He's got 19 and it's 22 and a half.
He's four away.
Four away.
Dude, if he did that, if he did that by week 14.
Wait, I think that he could end up with 30 sacks this year. That's how good he's been playing.
Before 16 games.
Washington Commanders?
Nope.
Fair enough.
Fancy not tickled.
At 1 o'clock, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers welcome in the New Orleans Saints at 2-8. Tampa's a 8.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
No.
You don't even see your home team.
No. Getting pounded.
A survivor's game. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 6-6 take on the Baltimore Ravens at 6-6. Tickle your fancy, Leroy.
Let me tell you something. I hate that I'm enjoy watching this, and I'm hating the fact that the collateral damage in my joy of this is going to be Mike Tomlin, right? Mm-hmm. But all those idiots who thought 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers was a good choice, I enjoy watching this.
At 1 o'clock, an AFC South showdown for the division lead. The Indianapolis Colts take on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Are you back on?
Please stop asking that. The Indianapolis Colts are 1.5-point favorites because I told you they're dead to me. Like it's over, dude. Stop asking the question. When you're dead, you're dead.
Indy hasn't been playing well.
Oh, you think?
And I don't know what to make of Jacksonville.
They're like Tobin.
But I'm going to take the home team.
Why is it that the
I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Is the coach more stressed? Because I feel like every time I see him, his chin has gotten thinner.
Who? Oh, you're talking about
old Duval.
Liam?
Yeah.
Liam. His name's Liam.
Duval.
His name's Liam.
He could say Duval that way if he wins the division.
Took your fancy?
The playoff.
Yeah. Division lead.
They're going to play next year in Orlando.
My fancy.
Because they're building a new stadium?
Yeah, they're renovating. Last one on the 1 o'clock slate, Leroy. You might be familiar with this one. The Miami Dolphins. 5-7. Take on the New York Jets. Dolphins, 2.5-point road favorites. Tickle your fancy.
Now, the rule is less than three, you take the home team. But I'm not going to do that. I just think that the Dolphins have, more importantly, defensively, have really picked it up.
It's your fancy
team. Who's starting?
Yes.
Is it
Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod is playing.
That might be worse for the Dolphins.
Huh?
I like it.
Isn't he like a Dolphins? He destroys the Dolphins.
Yeah, he's a Dolphin killer.
I feel like he has killed the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I feel like he has killed the Dolphins. Tua's we told you this is a something's got to give game because Tua's killed the Jets, but he also stinks in the cold.
He's never played in a game in New York this late in December.
I think he's.
They usually play
Black
earlier.
Friday. They play Black Friday.
He played Black Friday.
Yeah.
It says 40 degrees for that game so far.
40? That's okay. Man. That's not. 40. You don't feel. You can still feel everything.
But with wind gusts, it's going to feel more like 28.
You always got to take into account the feels like. What about the Denver Broncos at 10-2?
They're one seed in the AFC, correct?
No, New England.
New England is.
New England's 11-2.
Yes.
11 because they won early. Remember?
Okay. So they won on Thursday.
And they bye.
The Denver Broncos take on Las Vegas Raiders.
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
What about the Bears taking on the Green Bay Packers? Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite at Lambeau. Tickle your fancy?
I'll take the Bears.
Ooh. My fancy is
I don't know what y'all like. Green Bay has not been playing that well.
They beat the Lions pretty well last week on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mike has been on fire, too.
Yeah.
Mike has been on fire. It's still a big spread, though.
It's a big spread. I'll take the Bears.
425, the L.A. Rams take on the Arizona Cardinals. Tickle your fancy?
No, is this double digits?
No spreads like that this week. This is 8.5, though. It is probably the biggest one of the
I'm
week.
Not interested.
Fancy not tickled.
Is Jacoby Brissett still the quarterback?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no.
By the way, you know they moved that Bills-Bengals game. That was a 425 game.
And they moved it to one?
They moved it to one and put the Packers-Bear game at 425.
Finally, our prime timers.
We got Sunday night
football.
Uh-huh.
Texans against the Chiefs, who are 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
This may be it for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3.5-point favorites at Arrowhead. Does this game? Oh, cold. It's gonna be cold. Cold.
How cold?
Says 27.
Ooh, that's Wincho's teens.
That's a dome team going to the cold.
Mm-hmm. Tickle your fancy, Leroy.
Yeah, I like. You know what I like? I like seeing the warm weather teams go up in that football weather. Now, I will say this about NFL players. Just because your team is in the sun don't mean you from the sun. There's a lot of northern guys that have played football in the cold that are traveling back to the north to play. However, when you're in the dome, you've just been way too damn comfortable. Too comfortable. I play in the dome in Minnesota, and we used to practice outside during the week.
Finally, Monday Night Football. The defending champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Philly is a 2.5-point road favorite. Both teams 8-4. Does this game tickle your fancy,
Leroy?
Are
they really a road
favorite? It's Monday. Well, because
they are a road favorite.
Because you don't know if
I understand.
You don't know if the quarterback going to play.
No, he's playing.
Who? He's playing Herbert? With that broke hand.
Yeah. No, yeah, they said
yeah, I think Herbert's playing.
It's opposite. It's not his throwing hand.
He had surgery on his hand. That means they had to put a pin or something in it.
Aaron Rodgers had that too. He didn't look like he wanted to play.
Phillip Rivers had
two reasons. You know what they have to do? No, but you know what they have to do, though? You got to be on a little something for the pain.
Turtle.
And some. No. That ain't enough. Dude, you just had surgery.
I don't know. Do I look like I played football?
Yeah, but when you have surgery like that, they put pins and stuff in your hand.
Pin for the win.
So, no, I think Philly's going to smoke them.
And then Vlad does make the point. It's going to be all Philadelphia fans at L.A.
Come on.
Oh, that's what they do. Like, either coming to Miami or going to L.A. or going to Vegas. These northern teams or, you know, they make that their one away game.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We got some Heat injury news to report coming on up on tonight's game.
Leroy Ford would have played through the pain.
We will take a break back after this.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.